Hi, I'm David Dodge. Welcome to Green Energy Futures. Alberta just hit the unpause button when it comes to renewable energy projects in the province. But will the unpause resume the boom in renewable energy investment or drop a poison pill on the industry? We wanted to know what's changed and how it will impact the industry in Alberta.
Hi, I'm Sarah Hastings Simon. I'm an associate professor in the Department of Earth, Energy and Environment and the School of Public Policy at the University of Calgary. So this was the end of a moratorium on the granting of permission for renewable energy projects. And the province also announced a set of new rules, although I would say it was more like describing the rules than really announcing fully fleshed rules.
The first new rule will limit development on classes 1 and 2 agricultural lands. Hastings Simon actually did a study on the impact of renewables on agricultural land.
So, you know, on a total agricultural land availability measure, we're talking about solar, you know, in some kind of 2035 future of less than 0.1% of the agricultural land that we have overall. The class 2 land, which is slightly less suitable, but still considered good for crop growing with irrigation, of the existing solar projects that we have, it seems that about 15% are on this type of land.
Water for irrigation is becoming scarcer every year. Hastings Simon worries about limiting the choices of farmers for developing their land. Liabilities and reclamation was the secondary cited for the pause.
A wind farm, while you may need to take down the turbines, is still located in a good place that still has a good wind resource. The resource is still there. The transmission connection would still be there. And so there would be a big incentive to, you know, reinvest. And as part of that reinvestment, do the decommissioning of projects. And that's very different from a oil well where, or gas well you might, where it might just not be producing very much anymore.
Planning for reclamation is a good thing. But the best solution for an aging wind or solar farm is to replace aging infrastructure with more efficient modules or turbines to increase revenue from a resource that's still there. Hastings Simon says renewable energy is not unreliable, it's variable.
It comes, I think, as no surprise to anybody that the sun goes down at the end of the day, and you know the renewable energy industry is well aware of this. When we talk about the role that renewables have to play in a reliable, resilient, and efficient electricity grid, in some of my research, we find that you could reach a grid that is 60 or even 70% renewables on an annual basis at a really cost-effective level.
Renewable energy is cheaper, and the solutions to use it to create a strong and resilient grid are well known.
But we really need to think about planning our grid and what are all of those elements, that combination of dispatchable resources still for some time, but renewables, storage, demand response, and transmission interconnection. And that's what's going to give us, you know, reliable electricity.
The last change coming is an effort to protect viewscapes and keep renewable energy 35 kilometers from protected areas.
You know, depending how that's interpreted, if you just take today's protected areas, it looks like that will be up to 3/4, for example, of the land in southern Alberta, where you would expect to see a lot of wind and solar developed, will be off limits.
If implemented as proposed, 3/4 of southern Alberta would be off limits to renewable energy. This amounts to a poison pill for an industry that was poised to bring $33 billion in investment to Alberta before the moratorium.
So I think it's impossible to imagine that this won't have an impact on investment.
Head to greenenergyfutures.ca to listen to our full interview with Dr. Sarah Hastings Simon. For Green Energy Futures, I'm David Dodge.